In this painting, we see a young man in a dark suit. One hand is in his pocket, and the other is holding a pipe. In the dim light, it's hard to tell if his clothes are old or new, stylish or plain. We can't see jewelry to indicate social or marital status, or anything to suggest his profession. But his gaze is direct, and his stance is relaxed and self-assured. He's the epitome of quiet strength. The artist who made this portrait, Robert Henri, had an unconventional approach to art. He believed in painting ordinary people and daily life in the city instead of genteel scenes and the social elite. He emphasized his subject's dignity through gestures and expression rather than material objects. In the early 1900s, he led a group of artists that advocated realism over impressionism, but also challenged academic art. The subject of the portrait, James Preston, was a member of Henri's circle. They met in 1892. Henri, by then respected by many young artists, encouraged Preston to draw the city life he observed in the course of his workday. This advice inspired Preston to seriously pursue a career in painting and illustration. He went on to illustrate novels and magazines like National Geographic, Good Housekeeping, and Ladies' Home Journal.